today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm your host, Dr. James Dobson. Did you know that eating right and taking care of one's body is actually a biblical principle? God truly cares about our health. I mean, He is the great physician. He's the author and finisher of our faith, but also our physical health. And He charges us to care for the body that He's given us. Today, you'll hear from Christian nutritionist David Mines as he reveals what the Bible says about the food we eat and offers some tips on dieting as well. He has a master's degree in human nutrition from the University of Missouri and is the best-selling author of Survival of the Fittest and Eating by the Book. Let's listen now to one part of David's talk, which we're entitled Healthy Habits Start Today, here on Family Talk. And before I let you hear him, we aired this program before, and it was one of the most popular programs we have aired in the entire year. This was several years ago, and I know you're going to enjoy what David Mines has to say.
You know, I always like to begin by asking a couple of questions. If I just see a show of hands, please. How many of you here today would agree that God cares about your health? Raise your hand now. Thank you. Secondly, how many of you here today would agree that that health is directly influenced by the food that you eat? Thank you. And then thirdly and lastly, how many of you here today do believe in God and do personally eat food yourselves? Raise your hand. Good. You've come to the right place if you said yes to all three, because that's what we're going to talk about today, is the topic of the quality of the fuel you put in your body, we call that food, into this body we call the temple of the Holy Spirit. Today I want to help you read between the lines when it comes to the health care decisions you make, because you see, you don't make your health care decisions in the physician's office or in a hospital. You make those health care decisions in the American grocery store and in restaurants. That's where you make your health care decisions. Oftentimes in physician's offices, you're making your sick care decisions. Would you agree with that? But your true health care decisions are made in the American supermarket. And I want to show you how to read between the lines, and so we're going to take a little trip to the grocery store today. We're also going to look at a couple other topics. We're going to look at the basic four food groups: McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, and Burger King. Because, you see, that's where we live these days, is in a fast-paced world, and sometimes it is fast food or it's nothing at all. And by golly, you can do very well if you know some basics, so I'm going to share that with you as well. And then finally, we're going to talk about a topic that is not unique to our age. As a matter of fact, being overweight has been in Scripture for years, and I'll share some Scriptures that you might not even know are in there. Being overweight is not a new problem. It's been around for some time. But how to get over the problem, that's also another issue. And I'm going to show you by the time we're done here this evening that you need to throw the bathroom scale away. And if you'll seriously do that, you have a good shot at getting rid of the weight. You need to throw the bathroom scale away if you're serious about it, because if you don't, it will lie to you at your very moment of success. After today, you have no business owning a bathroom scale. Unless you do a lot of bulk mailing, you should not own a bathroom scale. People that are of faith have reduced blood pressure than people that don't believe. They have increased survival rates. Once they do get sick, they're more likely to get better. People that have a religious faith have less alcohol, cigarette, and drug use. They're less depressed, they get less angry, and they have less anxiety as well. The research continues on that says people of religious faith have a greater sense of happiness and well-being. They enjoy life better. They have greater marital satisfaction and stability, less stress and fewer psychological problems, and better self-esteem. It turns out that the Bible has some things to say about what you eat and nutrition too, and look at this. Way back in Leviticus, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, do not eat any of the fat of cattle, sheep, or goats." Keep in mind, this was written 3,000 years ago, and yet as a nutritionist and a registered dietitian, as I go around the country and speak 50 to 60 times a year, what I continually tell audiences, if there is one thing in your food that you need to eat less of, listen, not get rid of it, eat less of it, it is fat in your food. And the Bible specifically says animal fat is the real culprit, and you know what we're telling people today? Is that animal fat is the real culprit. We call that saturated fat. Some of you have heard about that now. Saturated fat, animal fat, is the real danger when it comes to the big killer in this country of Christians, and that's heart disease. And ladies, it kills more women every year now than it does men. And a lot of people don't realize that. Well, since that is the issue, what I'd like to do is take a quick quiz, everybody here. I'd like you to raise your hand as you give me an answer to this first question, if you would. The question says, What is a good daily level of fat intake for an adult, male or female? So if I couldn't, everybody go through. When I read your answer, I want you to raise your hand, please. Is it 80 grams, 50 grams, 30 grams, or 10 grams of fat? What's a good, healthy level of fat intake for an adult, man or woman? Here we go. Everybody vote, please. How many of you here say 80 grams is a good, healthy level? Raise your hand now. 80 grams. Nobody. Oh, one. Okay. Good. How many of you say 50 grams is a good level? 50? Just a couple of you. How many of you say 30 grams is a good... Wow, look around before you lose your hand. That's almost everybody here. 30 grams of fat. How many of you say 10 grams of fat is a good level? Just a couple of you. How many of you say you shouldn't eat any fat or associate with people who do eat fat? Raise your hand now. Stay away from those people. And that's surprising because you see the answer never has been 30 grams of fat. The correct answer for adults on the conservative side is 50 grams of fat a day. 50 grams of fat a day. Now, let me tell you why that's so confusing. Because for years now, you've been hearing the American Heart Association, the Cancer Society, all these health organizations telling you a certain amount of fat that you should be getting every day. And they have not been telling you 80 or 50 or 10. What number have you been hearing all these years? 30. That's exactly right. That's all you hear. 30, 30, 30. Get 30. No wonder America thinks that you should be getting 30 grams of fat a day. But listen, the recommendation has never been to get 30 grams of fat a day. It has always been to get 30%. 30% of your calories every day is not the same thing as 30 grams of fat. Now, I agree that you should get about a third of your calories every day from fat or less. In other words, 30%. I agree with that. But I don't agree with telling people to do fat percentages because it's too complicated. Look, let's say you're taking in 1,500 calories a day. Now, you need to realize that the average American's consumption now is right at 2,000 calories a day. That's what the average American is taking in. 2,000 calories a day. Let's be conservative. Let's say you only take 1,500 calories a day. Now, what would be, therefore, a third of 1,500? 500. Now, here's the number you need to remember. There's 9 calories in 1 gram of fat. There's 9 calories in 1 gram of fat. If we've got 500 calories to play around with, and there's 9 calories in one of those grams, you just do the arithmetic, and you know when you do that, you get 50 grams of fat. And that's the same thing as 30%. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's much easier for you to go through the grocery store or in the fast food restaurant or at home and kind of keep a running total of how many grams of fat you had at breakfast, lunch, and dinner than it is to do a mathematical equation every time you want to put something in your mouth. Now, let me say something right now, because some of you are thinking, well, David, that's still too many grams of fat. I've been counting grams of fat for years, and I know if I went up to 50 grams of fat, I'd gain weight. Please write this down if you care to. The average American's eating 82 grams of fat a day. That's the average intake today. The average American's eating 82. If we can get an average American down to 50 grams of fat, we can dramatically decrease the risk of heart disease, cancer, and obesity, the three big killers of Christians in this country. Now, if you're already counting grams of fat and you've been eating less than 50 grams, I congratulate you. And if it fits into your lifestyle and you can be well nourished and you're doing under 50, absolutely, by all means, continue to do so. Let's look at some chips right here and get real personal real fast. Here I got some Ruffles chips and we're looking for grams of fat here, and the grams of fat is 10 per serving, and they say this bag serves 14 adults. That's right. The first 7 adults get air. The next 7 adults get chips. Now look up here. A lot of you could probably go through most of this bag right here. We just said there's 10 grams of fat, 14 servings. That's 140 grams right there. And some of you could go through that bag without any problem. As a matter of fact, some of you are wondering what he's going to do with the bag after the seminar's over with. I know what you're thinking. That's 140 grams. Hey, can we do better than this? Yes, we can. Here's baked Lays. Can you say cardboard? Good. Have you had these things? Yeah. Now, it's got 1.5 grams of fat. It only serves 10 because that's as many people as you could find to eat this product. There's only 10. So that's 15 grams of fat in the whole bag. Now, I know some of you like these chips here, and that's good. Why not? Why waste fat grams if you don't have to? Here's baked Tostitos. grams of fat is one, and total servings is 14, so there's 14 grams of fat in this bag, but they're kind of dry. Let me ask you this. What's the number one condiment in the United States? It's no longer ketchup. What is it?
Salsa.
Exactly right. Folks, let me ask you this. How about if I give you this whole bag for 14 grams of fat, I'm going to put a big bowl of salsa right next to it, which is fat-free, incidentally, and let you go wild with that bag. How many of you would at least be willing to try that one time as an alternative to 140 grams of fat? Raise your hand now. Thank you. And you know what? You didn't have this choice 10 years ago. Things are better than they've ever been before, but they're worse than they've ever been before at the same time. Well, you know what? You make your health care decisions in the grocery store, but there's a game going on in the grocery store. And the game is between you and the food manufacturers. You have something they want. What is it?
Money.
They have something you want. What is it? Cheese doodles. Now, what you want to do is make a switch here and see if we can come out okay for both parties. So to understand what to do in the grocery store and to understand how to win at the game of good health, you need to know that there are some rules to the game. And if you would please, I'd like you to write down, if you're taking some notes, the rules to the game, because you must know these the next time you go into the grocery store. The very first one I'd like you to write down, please, is that a good healthy level, as we've already said, of fat in your food every day is 50 grams of fat a day or less. Please write "or less" in there. It's not a requirement. 50 grams of fat a day or less is a good, healthy level. Next on the rules to the game is 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of sodium. That's your allowance for salt, and that's a surprise to a lot of people because it sounds like too much sodium. David, you don't mean 2,000 to 3,000. You must mean 2,000 to 300 or something like that. No, 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of sodium is just fine. Folks, what units are we using up there? Milligrams. Are they large or small? Very small. How many of those do you need to have anything? You need a bunch of them. As a matter of fact, if you're taking notes, write under the number 2,000, please. Write one level teaspoon of salt. It's the same thing. One teaspoon of salt, one level teaspoon of salt has 2,000 milligrams of sodium in it. Oh, well, that changes everything. So now if you look up there, what that means is your allowance, listen, your allowance for the whole day is what? One to how many teaspoons? 1.5 teaspoons of salt, level teaspoons of salt, from everything for the whole day. And now that doesn't sound so liberal anymore. Next on your rules to the game, please, is fiber. 30 grams of fiber a day. 30 is a good level. In parentheses, somewhere next to that, if you want to, write in what the average American's taking in. And the average American is taking in 10 grams of fiber. 10. 30 is where you need to be. Well, you can't get good fiber in a grocery store anymore. That's the problem. Everything's puffed up and white and enriched, and you can't... You know what? That's not true. You can get plenty of fiber in the grocery store. It's just that there's not much roughage in a Hostess Ding Dong. So it depends on where you're getting your roughage. 10 is where most of us are. 30 is where you need to be. One word of warning. Please don't go from 10 to 30 by tonight. You'll miss church. All right? Okay, I won't go any farther. Next, in just a minute, I'm going to show you why you need to put the sugar bowl back on the table again, especially if you have small children at home. And I know that sounds like heresy coming from a nutritionist. But in just a minute, you're going to see how you can dramatically decrease the sugar intake of a child if you'll put the sugar bowl back on the table again. But to do so, you must know the sugar conversion factor of 1 teaspoon is equal to 4 grams. 1 teaspoon is equal to 4 grams. And if you'll know that, you can make some sense of what's going on in the grocery store. But up to this point, you haven't been able to do so. For example, if you see a product that has 40 grams of sugar listed on the label, now all of you know what 40 grams is. What is 40 grams in terms of teaspoons? 10. You didn't know that 5 minutes ago. And then finally, the last thing on the rules to the game before we go to the grocery store is cholesterol in your food. Cholesterol in your food, 300 milligrams a day or less is just fine. Don't be confused by blood cholesterol. That's a different number. We're talking food cholesterol right now. And for food cholesterol, you want 300 milligrams a day or less in your food. Those are the rules to the game that I just gave you. Somebody look up there and tell me, where did cholesterol end up on the list? Bottom, last. In my opinion as a nutritionist, I believe of all the things on that, one of the least important things is cholesterol in your food. You wouldn't know that if you went to the grocery store, though, would you? Because what do you see on the outside of the label in big print? No cholesterol, reduced cholesterol, cholesterol free. As if cholesterol is the epitome of all evil when it comes to your health. When in fact, folks, this is the reality. Cholesterol is an accomplice to the crime, the big killer of Christians, heart disease. Cholesterol in your food is an accomplice to that crime, but it is not the guilty party. Listen, you must know what your blood cholesterol numbers are. That's true, because the higher your blood cholesterol numbers are, the higher your risk of dying from the biggest killer of Christians, and that's heart disease. You must know what your cholesterol numbers are. But here's what a lot of people aren't clear with. They know that if they eat a lot of cholesterol, like in egg yolks, it makes their cholesterol go up, and that's true, and that makes sense. But what many people still don't know is there's something else in your food that will make your blood cholesterol go up even more than eating pure cholesterol. And it's not the thing at the bottom of the list. It's the thing at the top of the list. Fat, especially if it comes from animals, and we call that what? Saturated fat, and Scripture specifically says that's the ingredient you need to watch out for, that animal fat. There are the rules to the game. I hope you've got those down, because now we're going to take a trip to the grocery store. Here we've got two TV dinners, both of them chicken, microwave dinners. I want to make a comparison here and see what we've got. First of all, we've got this healthy choice. Let me ask you, just because it says healthy, is that an absolute guarantee 100% it's always good for you? Not necessarily. We look on the back here, and we've got all kinds of numbers. Based on what you've seen so far, what's the very first thing you'd like to know? Please don't say calories.
Fat.
Fat, very good. Incidentally, have you noticed how much we've talked about calories so far tonight? None. Now, let me clarify. Calories do count. Don't let anybody tell you that they don't. You absolutely need to be aware of your calorie intake. But folks, if you count grams of fat, calories have to come down at the same time, because there's more calories in a gram of fat than there is anything else. So calories do count, but right now you're correct when you say grams of fat. So we're looking for grams of fat here, and it says 8 grams of fat per serving, which is a box, 8 grams. What do you think so far? That's okay. What are you allowed for the day? 50. So far, so good. What else would you like to know? Salt, exactly right, because see, that's where they load all this stuff up, is with salt. So we look on the side here for sodium, and we find 540 milligrams of sodium. Five, what? 504, oh boy, that gets me mad. 500, boy, why do they load this stuff up with all that salt? Plus, look, here you get a nice low-fat, tasty meal. Plus, look up here, you get this nice black dinnerware. That's just a bonus on top of everything else. I have a serving of 8 at home. Why would they ruin a perfectly good food like that? Somebody say something. That's all right. What are you allowed for the day? 50 grams. This has got 8. What are you allowed for sodium a day? 2 to 3,000. This has got 540. What was a teaspoon? Do you remember how much a teaspoon was? 2,000 was a teaspoon. This is 500. Folks, this is a fourth of a teaspoon of salt per box. This isn't a high salt food. It's a low salt food. But I guarantee you, there are people in this church, there's people around the United States, that will see 540 milligrams and throw that back on the shelf and say, boy, why do they put all that salt in this food? You don't have to fall for that anymore. Cholesterol is also listed, not that it's near as important as the fat in this product, but the cholesterol is also listed at 45 milligrams. What are you allowed? 300. Look up here. What do you think? Thumbs up or down on this product? We'll give that a thumbs up. Keep that in mind. That's a chicken dinner. Let's make a comparison here. Have you seen Hungry Man TV? Sorry. Not Dead Man. Hungry Man TV dinner. Sorry. Grams of fat is 41. Ooh, 41 grams of fat. Sodium is 2,380 milligrams. Did you hear what somebody said? That's basically your allowance for the whole day, isn't it? In other words, look up here. You better not be hungry, man. This is it. Think of the time you could save. Hey, dinner's ready. And lunch and breakfast. I'm not cooking anymore. Now be careful. They bring this nutritionist in to tell you never eat Hungry Man dinners again. Is that the lesson? No. If you're taking notes, would you please write two words down for me? Please write two words down for me. Those words are frequency and quantity. Frequency and quantity. Listen, moderation is the foundation upon which nutrition and good health are built. And that foundation is based upon frequency and quantity. I will eat anything in the grocery store now and then. Anything. With the exception of liver. I will never eat liver. If you hate liver, raise your hand high right now. Keep your hands up. Look around. Those are the normal people right there, all right? If the rest of you want to eat organs, that's your business. That's fine. I have no problem with liver, really, except for the taste, texture, and the smell. Other than that, I have no problem. Hey, if I go in the grocery store and they have a booth set up of Twinkie samples, will I eat one, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Why? Number one? It's free. Exactly right. Write that down. Free food is good. Write that down. Put that in your notes. It's free. Very good. Number two, it's white flour, sugar. Is that poison? No. Is it going to make me sick? No. Should I feel guilty about giving that to a child now and then? No. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of children in this state and the United States that get two Twinkies in that brown paper lunch bag every day going to school. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, week in, week out, month in, month out. That's no longer moderation. How many of you have small children still at home? A lot of you do. I want to show you why you need to put the sugar bowl back on the table right now. Let's go to the grocery store here and look at some cereals, because you see, when it comes to children, other than candy, one of the major ways that they get sugar is in breakfast cereals. Here's Puffed Wheat. You familiar with this? Sorry, Puffed Wheat. Grams of sugar, as you would expect, would be what number? Zero. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you can see on the front here, but it says no fat, no salt, no cholesterol, no sugar, no taste. There's basically nothing in this box whatsoever. Now I want to see how old all of you are and not embarrass anybody. I want you to look at this product that is currently called Smacks, and you tell me what it was called 25 years ago. Sugar Smacks, all right. Sugar Smacks. Now I want to see how observant all of you are. What was it called just 5 years ago? Say it again. Honey Smacks, exactly right, but hardly anyone noticed. You know what? It hasn't been called Sugar Smacks since the 1960s. Oh, yeah, it's been called Honey Smacks for years, and now they've even dropped the word honey and they just call it Smacks because they've taken the honey out, they've taken the sugar out, and is that true? No. They've taken the word honey off, they've taken the word sugar off, but listen, the first ingredient is sugar, then comes wheat. So you could make a case that this is not a cereal, it is a candy. Bad product? No. Gonna hurt you? No. Could you do better? Probably could. Let me show you how. When I was growing up, when many of you were growing up, things were different back then. In the 1960s, nobody had a problem with Sugar Smacks. Didn't make much difference at all. As a matter of fact, tell me, what did Tony the Tiger used to sell? Quick.
Frosted.
What did Tony the Tiger used to sell?
Sugar
Frosted Flakes. Do you remember? We've heard Frosted Flakes for so many years we forgot. It used to be called Sugar Frosted Flakes. Now it's called Frosted Flakes. When I was growing up, it used to be called Sugar Pops. Today it's called Corn Pops. When I was growing up, it used to be called Super Sugar Crisp. Today it's called Super Golden Crisp. And the reason for that is many parents believe even gold is better for a child first thing in the morning than sugar. So they give them a heavy metal as they go out the door. That's wonderful. The ingredient in those boxes have not changed at all in the last 30 years or so, but the marketing has. And there's nothing wrong with marketing. I just want you to know what you're spending your money on when you go in and make your health care decisions in the grocery store.
Well, hello again, everybody. I'm James Dobson, and you've been listening to part one of a talk given by nutritionist David Mines titled Healthy Habits Start Today. That's here on Family Talk. If you'd like to learn more about David and his ministry, go to our website at drjamesdobson.org. That's drjamesdobson.org. I know if you listen to the program through today, you know why I strongly recommend what this man has to say. As you've seen and heard the news of late, I'm sure we can all agree that there's been a tremendous amount of tragedy that has befallen our nation. I was just reflecting on the recent shooting in Las Vegas and all the unimaginable hurt and the loss of so many lives. Children have lost parents. Husbands have lost wives. Wives have lost their husbands. Grandparents have died. And there are just so many examples of the grief and sorrow that has befallen us. And out of all of this, you may have many questions about God, about whether he is present or not in those difficult situations. How did he allow this to happen? And how did it occur? I wrote a book that could help you with some of those troubling questions right now. It's called When God Doesn't Make Sense, and it's available to you on our website when you go to drjamesdobson.org. Again, that's drjamesdobson.org. Won't you please continue to pray for us? There's a lot of work to be done, and we simply can't do it without your prayers and financial support. And this time of the year, that's particularly urgent. I'm truly thankful for your generosity to the ministry of Family Talk. Make sure you join us tomorrow for part two of Healthy Habits Start Today, featuring nutritionist David Mines, right here on Family Talk. I'm Dr. James Dobson, wishing you a blessed rest of your day.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.